Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And do not forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. You're going to find out about that team, that they better trade it for the guy they want at quarterback, because if somebody else beats them to it, they'll have nobody else to blame but themselves. That comes your way in about 5 minutes. Also, another edition of the Mel Kiper Jr. mock draft guarantee to make you mad and make you sad, or maybe both at the same time. We're going to do that in a couple of minutes. But I got to say this, Harry Douglas.
Uh-oh.
I do not question anybody that delivers stuff to my house ever again when I had a refrigerator delivered to my house at 8 a.m. this morning.
Whoa!
Now, our refrigerator went on the blink. Those things happen. You know, men and women build things. Men and women have to fix things.
That's right.
That's just the way that the world order works on this beautiful planet Earth that we call, that we're hoping not to try to destroy day by day. So we called landlord yesterday and say, hey, you know what? You know, refrigerator's on the blink. He said, oh, no problem. We'll take care of it and everything. So we think if it's going to be the next day, it's going to be later in the afternoon, 7:30 in the morning. The phone rings at Casa de Coleman. My wife goes, oh, hi, yeah. Oh, in 25 minutes. Okay. You ever see like the Looney Tunes cartoon where the phone rings and Daffy Duck and Porky Pig think they're late for work? That was me and my wife. Oh, my God. That goes 25 minutes. We got to get ready. We got to get that refrigerator. We got to do this. We got to do this. And right on time, 25 minutes later, refrigerator at our house. And I said to myself, I will never, ever question when our landlord says something's going to be there, because he delivered big time that early this morning.
Freddie, you know when I laugh this hard like this, what? There's something crazy about to come out of my mouth, right?
Of course.
So my man Freddie just sitting there, you know, chilling, relaxing this morning. He gets this call. My man trying to enjoy his tidy whiteys.
There's no way in hell that Freddie Coleman is wearing anything like that part of the underwear collection. I can promise you. Before Harry even takes us down that crazy rabbit hole and makes that part of my narrative, I'm here to say on record, tidy whiteys as underwear on this body? No. Not even close. You got no sense, man.
None whatsoever.
God.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you do me like that? Seriously.
I know. You know I love you, though. You know I love you.
I have much love, but I don't know how much love I have for you now. Harry's still salty that I got our names mixed up about 15 minutes ago.
But I'm glad y'all got the refrigerator situation
squared
away, because that's very important.
Fresh food is always important in the Coleman household. Unfrozen food, not a good idea. And trying to freeze that back, no, not at all. Not going to happen, man, when it comes to that. You can always hit up the show anytime you want. You can do that on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Coleman ESPN and at HDouglas83. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. So our man Mel Kiper Jr. has his post-free agency mock draft, because, you know, he's Mel Kiper Jr. His mock draft is good for the soul, it's good for the show, and damn it, it's good for the country when he does it each and every week leading into the NFL draft. He starts the Bears with Caleb Williams at number one, Commanders Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, number two, Patriots Drake May, a quarterback out of North Carolina, number three, Cardinals at number four taking Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of The Ohio State University. Chargers at number five taking wide receiver Malik Nabers out of LSU. The Giants at number six taking Roma Dunze, wide receiver out of Washington. Titans at number seven taking Joel Alt, the offensive tackle in Notre Dame. Your Atlanta Falcons, give us the war cry. You know this. There we go. Taking Dallas Turner, linebacker out of Alabama, at number eight. Bears at number nine, having two picks in the first 10, taking Jared Verse, the defensive end from Florida State. The Jets at number 10, taking Brock Bowers, the tight end out of Georgia. The Vikings at 11, taking J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback out of Michigan. The Broncos at number 12, taking Bo Nix, the quarterback out of Oregon. And the Raiders at number 13, taking J.C. Latham, the offensive tackle out of Alabama. That is Mel Kiper Jr.'s post-free agency mock draft, Harry Douglas.
All right, so here's where things, I think, get really interesting. We know the Minnesota Vikings, they have the 11th pick as well as the 23rd overall pick. They just traded up this weekend out of the second round into the first round to have two first round picks. But here's the catcher. The Giants at six. What are the Giants actually going to do? And I think that's the chess piece right now when you look at these teams at 11, in which you have the Vikings and 12, the Denver Broncos, and also 13, the Las Vegas Raiders, because all of those teams we assume are going to take a quarterback
right
amongst this draft. So if the Giants do not take a quarterback at number six, okay, then I can see the board moving the way that Mel has it right now currently.
Right.
But if there's any indication that the Giants could potentially, you know, take a quarterback at number six, if you're Minnesota, there's a reason why you have two first-round draft picks. Now I feel like you have to move up in the draft, whether it's with a team like the Cardinals, or is it a team in which you think the Chargers, right?
Right.
Who are sitting at five, I believe.
Yeah.
But also you say to yourself, if you're Minnesota, if I'm going to package these two draft picks, instead of just trading up for J.J. McCarthy without trying to give up a ransom, do I try to move up to the third spot and give New England a little bit more than just these two first-round draft picks and something else on top of it to move into number three? Now, I don't know if New England wants to do that. I personally feel like, Freddie, and you heard me say this on numerous of occasions, that New England, they have to take that quarterback at three.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're Minnesota and you feel like the Giants could potentially take J.J. McCarthy at six, you have to move up with either the Cardinals or the Chargers and try to get ahead of them so they don't have the luxury of doing that. Now that puts a lot of pressure, like we just mentioned, on the Denver Broncos, on the Raiders, and what they're going to do with their quarterback. Because here's what we know about the AFC. When you're talking about the Broncos and you're talking about the Raiders, you want to compete in that division against Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, who now has a competent head coach to make sure things go right in the right direction. You need a quarterback. That's just the division. Now, the conference alone, you better have a quarterback too. For the Minnesota Vikings, there are other routes I feel like they can go, because I think the most natural thrower of the football in this draft is Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
And you're talking about a guy who's played in an offense with weapons, in which Minnesota they actually have. Also signing Aaron Jones from the Green Bay Packers. If you get him late in the first round, early second, however you may want to do it, if you have that 23rd pick and you don't want to take Michael Penix right there, see if you can move back a little bit further and take him then. I think he's a guy that can sit behind Sam Darnold for 1 year and then take over the keys to the Minnesota Vikings car moving forward.
Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. By the way, the Minnesota Vikings, they hired Josh McCown as their quarterback coach, a guy who played in the National Football League. He also coached Drake May when we were together in high school.
Yep.
Here's something else to that. I'm glad Cam Pratt just put that on the screen, because remember the movie The Waterboy? Right before the kickoff, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Oh, yeah. That's who the Minnesota Vikings, where they are right now. And who's it going to be? Should be the New England Patriots, and here's why. I'll tell you why. After Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL Insider, says the Vikings, they're the most likely team to trade into maybe the top three.
The Vikings are now in prime position to move up if that's what they decide that they want to do. It just depends, I think, on how they read other teams' interests and how the quarterbacks start falling off the board. There's a lot of variables that play into it that I think are a little bit difficult to spell out on March 19th, other than to say the Vikings are in prime position to do what they want to do.
That's what he said on Sportsmanlike this morning with Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and Michelle Smallman. By the way, that show 6, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio. The reason I've circled the New England Patriots, Harry Douglas, is because I still don't believe they want to take a quarterback at number three. I know old Bill Belichick's not there anymore, and he loved to trade out of the first round and trade back in and find those diamonds in the rough from East Directional State and Freddie Coleman University and Harry Douglas Community College to prove that he was smarter than everybody else in the room. And it worked for 20 years when he had a certain guy named Tom Brady. When he didn't have Tom Brady, those diamonds in the rough were just rough diamonds, and they didn't work out for Bill Belichick and New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo is supposed to be this next generation, but I'm still not trusting Harry Douglas and everybody. I'm still looking at number three, where you got the Minnesota Vikings and the Patriots. Like, ooh, we can get two for the price of one. We can trade back, and we can get better value, maybe get another quarterback later on, not to pay him those kind of prices with the third pick in the draft. If you have a guy that you want, if you're a Minnesota, you better go and get him. And if Drake May is the guy, you got a perfect guy, just like they said in the movie The Waterboy, on the onside kick. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Oh, yeah. That should be the New England Patriots for the Minnesota Vikings with those picks at 11 and 23. Two of those picks that are very, very attractive to a team in the Patriots, an organization that's sown. They would rather trade down than trade up. and having a pick that high in the draft, I don't believe they want to take a quarterback.
Now, for New England, whatever decision that you make, you know whatever quarterback that you get, those guys are going to have to sit, or that guy is going to have to sit for a year, and you're going to let Jacoby Brissett be that stopgap quarterback, because when you look at this roster, I don't think it's functional for a rookie quarterback to be thrusted into and have success. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, if you now trade with the Minnesota Vikings at 3 and also get more draft compensation, whether it's in 2025, or also in the 2024 draft, now you can add and try to fill a lot more holes that you have amongst your football team. I think another corner, another offensive lineman.
Yeah.
You can draft more wide receivers. You can have another running. Like, it's all kind of needs for the New England Patriots and how they currently are constructed.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, like, you're not guaranteed to be in this spot again.
Yep.
To get your quarterback. But if you do want to get another young quarterback in this draft, you have a luxury of doing that if you now, you know, trade with the Vikings and you have the 11th and the 23rd pick, or you look in the second round and you see if you can try to get someone, you know, that's of your liking. But I just, it's not every day you're in a prime position at number 3.
Thank you. Don't be
smarter. That's the thing for me.
Don't be smarter than the room, New England, period. Yep. If you have a chance to take a guy that you believe could be a franchise changer, because in the golden age of quarterbacks, the guys that you had last year, they proved they couldn't play dead when it came to Mac Jones and also Bailey Zappe. Let's call it as it is. That's why they traded Mac Jones for essentially a bag of footballs to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He couldn't play dead anymore. Whether you can say they didn't coach him properly or he wasn't ready, our boy Bart Scott, former Jet player from Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio in New York, he called him Mac and Cheese Jones, and he played like it in 2023 for the Patriots. So if you're going to move on from both of those guys like you should, when it comes to Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones, you have the third pick in the draft. Don't overthink the room in this situation. You're going to get a guy that you want. If the Commanders take Jaden Daniels, you're getting Drake May. If they take Drake May, you're getting Jaden Daniels. Either way, any quarterback, Harry, you take at number 3, he'll be better throwing the ball backwards than those guys threw the ball forwards last year when it came to Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe. Don't overthink the room, in my opinion, if you are the Patriots with the third pick in the draft.
Now, I'm going to shift things towards Minnesota. When you look at that division now, the NFC North, you look at that division and you say to yourself, well, damn, if we're going to contend and we're going to compete for this division, we need a quarterback.
Right.
Because you see what Jordan Love is doing. You see what Jared Goff has been able to do for the Detroit Lions. And now it looks like the Chicago Bears are about to take Caleb Williams number one overall. So when you look amongst your roster and you say, hey, we have a guy named Justin Jefferson, in which we're probably going to make him the highest paid wide receiver in the history of the National Football League, who in the hell is going to throw him the football? If you look at your first round pick in Jordan Addison and how he had a stellar first year, rookie season last year, TJ Hockenson, who you just paid a lot of money, and you just got Aaron Jones as well. Who's going to throw these guys the football? I know you have Sam Darnold, but I'm talking about for the future.
Right.
Because I know you have Sam Darnold for 1 year. Mm-hmm. You got to look to draft a guy to be able to learn and understand that offensive system, because it's that McVay-Shanahan system, and it takes some time. Sometimes it's just like that. It takes some time.
Right.
So who is that quarterback going to be moving forward to anchor your football team, especially your offense, and to compete in that division, and better yet alone say you want to compete in the NFC as a whole, you have to make sure that you have a quarterback. But the luxury that they have is being able to move up to 23rd, having 2 first-round draft picks, and having the option to move around and try to get to where they need to get their franchise guy.
You mentioned one guy, Michael Penix Jr., that the Vikings can't trade up, and they stay at 11 and 23. He's going to be available at 23. Everything you just said, a guy like that would fit what they do. Purple do-rag notwithstanding, when it comes to Michael Penix Jr. He fits exactly what they do, so they can't trade up. That's not to say there won't be a viable option. If it's not there at number 11, J.J. McCarthy is gone, I think Michael Penix Jr. could be, and he may be as good of a fit for them at 23 than trying to trade up to get somebody that they really, really want. That's not a bad consolation prize. They have to use him in that situation. But in the NFL draft, sometimes the best prize could be the prize you did not think was going to be there.
Yep.
That could be a better fit for your football team when it's all said and done. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, do yourself a favor. Visit progressive.com/careers. In the NCAA tournament that gets started tonight, the first 4 games, and then tomorrow night as well with the men and the women, there are plays in both tournaments with the team's fate resting on their shoulders. but there's only one player that has more pressure than anybody else on the men and women's side. We'll tell you who that is next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
He's Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. The ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. You going to be okay there, jamming to the Beastie Boys? Sleep Till Brooklyn?
So I'm glad you stopped me, Freddie, because I have to give a major shout out to someone that's so dear to my heart, man. We've had friction in the past, but I think we've gotten over that.
Oh, really?
Because I finally ate a meatball sub. Man, shout out to Bubba. Let's give a lot of love to Bubba for the music today. Go. Bubba. Bubba, man.
The pride of Fordham. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Absolutely.
Man, and when you played that Michael Jackson, I said, oh, Bubba on one today. So shout out to Bubba, because when me and Freddie, we do a show, the music means everything to everything that we want to do. It gives us a different sense of energy that we want to actually have and give our listeners and our watchers. So major shout out and major props to you, Bubba, for being on point, man.
Harry was scared he was going to be listening to Blink 182 all day. We've had some good variety.
It could be tomorrow. You never know.
I don't mind
Blink 182. Emo Harry, get ready.
Can you imagine Harry at an emo club doing the rave? Because I cannot.
Hey, you know I like the crowd, sir.
I know you like the, no, you don't. No, you don't. Not after last week what I heard. No, you don't when it comes to that. Just like Bubba, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Regional 2 in Albany, and your one seed is the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Just speaks to how we've been playing basketball lately, and, you know, kind of need to carry that into this tournament.
The bracket is extremely tough for Caitlin Clark and Iowa. The pressure is ultimate right now.
And let's be honest, the NCAA tournament committee did not do two teams favors in the upcoming tournament that starts tonight, the first four games. On the men's side, they gave the top seed in the tournament, the UConn Huskies, the Region of Doom.
Ooh.
Just look at the bracket that UConn has. Normally, the number one seed, the overall number one seed, has a lot of not an easier path, but not as rough as the other number one seeds. They put in UConn's region, Florida Atlantic, who made the Final Four last year, San Diego State, who made the Final Four last year, Auburn, who's playing as well as anybody not named UConn right now, who won the SEC tournament. You got an Illinois team that won the Big Ten tournament. By the way, That team can score against anybody. You got Washington State, a terrific year in the Pac-12. You had Drake win the Missouri Valley Conference, as Jared DeVries, one of the best players that nobody knows about. You got an Iowa State team that won the Big 12 tournament and beat the blood out of Houston to win that. All those teams in UConn's region, they have the toughest region of doom. They also, the women's committee, didn't do Iowa any favors by giving them LSU, UCLA in their bracket, West Virginia, they're no joke,
Kansas State.
They put six different teams in the top 25 in Iowa's bracket. Both of those two teams, Harry, are in regions of dooms that have the hardest path to get to the Final Four when it comes to UConn on the men's side and Iowa on the women's side.
So what I'm learning from this season is when it comes to 2025, make sure you're not the number one overall seed so you don't have to get into the hardest bracket amongst the NCAA tournament, whether it's on the men's side or the women's side of things. That's the take I'm taking from
it. No doubt about that. But I'll say that Caitlin Clark, above anybody else, male or female, is the one that has all the pressure on her in this NCAA tournament. I know South Carolina is undefeated. There's going to be pressure there with Dawn Staley. They have the best team that's been in the regular season, second straight year. They finished a regular season undefeated. But when you have been her, when you know how to say Himothy? She's Herothy right now.
She's been
Herothy for a while when it comes to Caitlin Clark. And a lot of people want to see if she can do it again, get this team back to the Final Four. She is the biggest star in sports right now. I can't even imagine what that's going to feel like. Holly Rowe's been personally assigned to her to do features on her in her quest to win a national championship. With all that we've seen, Harry, from Caitlin Clark in the last year or so, for my money, I don't care if it's the men's tournament, I don't care if it's the women's tournament, she has the most pressure of anybody, any team, to win a championship right now.
Well, what we know about Caitlin Clark, when the lights are the brightest, she knows how to perform. You looked at the Big Ten tournament where she didn't have a good first half at one of those games, and then the second half she was tremendous and led her basketball team to come back and win a game. I'm going to take a different approach, Freddie.
Okay.
I'm going to go, I think the team with the most pressure on them in this tournament is going to be Purdue, the men's Purdue team, because number one, I feel like they have the easiest bracket as a number one seed. On top of, you have a player in Zach Edey who was the Wooden Player of the Year in 2022. He's probably going to be that player again in 23-24 season, so that means that's a back-to-back Player of the Year human being that you have on this Purdue roster. But then when I look at the history of this basketball team last year, losing to Dickerson.
Yeah.
They lost to them in the first round in 2022. Mm-hmm. They lost to St. Peter's in the Sweet 16 as a 3 seed, and they were a 15 seed in 2021.
Right.
As a 4 seed, they lost to 13 seed North Texas in the first round. So the history of Purdue the last 3 or 4 years is not good in the NCAA tournament, losing in the first round 2 of those 3 years in the Sweet 16 that third time as well. But also, when you have a player like Zach Edey and he's getting National Player of the Year, that needs to show up when it comes to the NCAA tournament. You're over 7 feet for a reason, and you need to be dominant and make sure that the Purdue Boilermakers are advancing. So it's inexcusable for them, in my opinion, to not make a Final Four with the bracket that I look like that I'm viewing that they're in right now.
Yeah.
Because I think the biggest challenger to them would be Tennessee, in my opinion.
Absolutely, I'm with
and,
you.
And even Tennessee, if they're not on their P's and Q's, they can lose. Right. So I think with Oregon being on that side of things with Tennessee as an 11 seed, and Oregon faces South Carolina first. But Purdue is a team that I'm eyeing that needs to have a good outing this time around. Mm-hmm. When you look at the entire year, how they've been consistent, you have a player that's going to probably be a back-to-back National Player of the Year. And then you look at the history the last 3 or 4 years in the NCAA tournament, it's just not good. So I think everything is set up for Purdue to make a Final Four, but let's see if it actually happens.
Yeah, they've been more Purdue than Purdue when it comes to NCAA tournament, trying to get to the Final Four and win a national championship, which they have never done. Don't forget to download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. Fill out not only the men's bracket, but the women's brackets. And don't forget to join ESPN Radio Group and go head-to-head with guys like Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman and everybody else part of ESPN Radio. In for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We mentioned Caitlin Clark, the weight on her shoulders. Andrea Carter, ESPN basketball analyst, also played for Tennessee when she was on Greeny yesterday. She says it's not just about Caitlin Clark with that pressure. It's all those Lady Hawkeyes.
Caitlin Clark has so many eyes on her. And the pressure that she has, it's not just because the eyes are on her. She has risen to every occasion, and she has blasted through, just obliterated anything in her way when it comes to breaking records, when it comes to getting wins. She has not only done it, but she's done it in huge fashion. The bracket is extremely tough for Caitlin Clark and Iowa, and her margin for error is so thin. So there is pressure to the left, there's pressure to the right, there's pressure in front, there's pressure behind, and I don't think anyone can truly compare. She has handled it with grace, she's handled it well, but the pressure is ultimate right now.
And because of that, Harry, a buddy of mine, Dimitri Ravenos, used to work for Barrett Sports Media, He said this may be the first time this year that the women's final could outdraw the men's final when it comes to the NCAA tournament. If Caitlin Clark's in a national championship game, and let's say South Carolina's on the other side, he may be proven to be 100% correct. I'm not going to pass that judgment and say that's going to happen. I'll wait and see. But if Caitlin Clark is in a championship final, that is definitely going to outdraw anybody on the men's side that gets to the final on that Monday night in April.
Yeah, Fred, I agree with you. I think it's all about matchups. And speaking of matchups, when you look at the Iowa Hawkeyes and you look at LSU, they could potentially be matched up in the Elite Eight. Now, that's a game I would rather see in the Final Four or championship. But, hey, to each his own, if we get it in the Elite Eight, I'm thankful for it and my eyes will be glued to the TV. Also, another team in LSU, right? They could be matched up with Louisville in the second round. And why is that significant in my opinion? Because you have a Haley Van Lith who's now with the LSU Tigers who used to play at Louisville.
Right.
And she will be going against her former school. Mm-hmm. But also, if we get that Elite Eight matchup between Iowa and LSU, we seen that game last year. Remember all this stuff with this John Cena thing with Caitlin Clark? That started with Haley Van Lith, right? In Louisville, in which they knocked out of the NCAA tournament last season, and then we seen the LSU Tigers be able to get that victory over the Iowa Hawkeyes. But I'm with you, man. The women's tournament, well, women's basketball period this season was the most exciting, and I have no problem saying that whatsoever.
Right.
I've been in tune to it. I'm looking forward to see what Juju Watkins is going to be able to do for the USC Trojans, a freshman. And a lot of people think I'm crazy when I say this. All the records that we're seeing Caitlin Clark set, or let's just say the scoring record, Juju Watkins has an opportunity, if she continues on the trajectory that she's on, to be able to surpass Caitlin Clark.
All those points?
I don't know why that's so hard for people to see and understand. So if she stays 4 years in school and she continues on the trajectory that she's on, why wouldn't she be able to do it?
I'm not going to say it's impossible. I'm going to say it's impossible. Because Caitlin Clark, what she did is a once in a many generation kind of thing. We didn't think we were ever going to see a male player break Pete Maravich's record. And we're not going to see that because guys don't stay for 4 years. But what Caitlin Clark's been able to do for Iowa basketball and for women's basketball, certain people are just, and you know this, Harry, from playing in the NFL, and your brother Tony was drafted in the first round by the New York Knicks. Some people are just here. Like here. You know, other people just here. Not saying Juju Watkins can't get to that level, but this kind of supernova that we've seen like this from Caitlin Clark, it's going to be very, very difficult. Even though Juju Watkins, gets it in. She does. She's fantastic.
Let me ask you this question. So we see what Juju was doing in her first year as a freshman at USC, breaking a lot of Cheryl Miller's records, right?
Okay.
Do we not think Juju Watkins is going to get better as an individual player?
Well, she is, but here's something that may stop her from doing that. They're going to the Big Ten Conference, which is going as great as the Pac-12 was this year, and that was the best college conference in the country for women's basketball. That travel is going to take an effect on the Juju Watkins with USC going to the Big Ten. Travel is always going to be an issue for Division I basketball players, but it was a little bit easier for Caitlin Clark when you're going from Iowa to Ohio or Iowa to Indiana, Iowa to Illinois. Juju's going to be crisscrossing like she's opening up for Taylor Swift for the next 3 years playing for USC. I wonder how much of that is going to have an effect on her game because you know this, Harry, it's hard getting off a plane and getting off a plane and playing at a full tilt boogie kind of level that we've seen from Juju Watkins in her freshman year. And I'm with you. She's a baller and a half, what she's been able to do in her freshman year. For those who don't know.
She's the second leading scorer in the nation right now, averaging 27 points a game as a true freshman.
I'm not saying you're wrong, Harry Douglas.
What Carolyn Peck said yesterday on Freddie and Harry. That's right. What Carolyn Peck said yesterday about Juju. Juju on the beat, Freddie. Exactly. Juju's on the beat.
I love me some Juju Watkins. I mean, she's terrific. But man, certain supernovas don't have company. And I think Caitlin Clark is not going to have that kind of company with Juju Watkins.
Hey, you said Hurthy. Yes. I know Hurthies when I see them. Juju Watkins is one of them, too.
Definitely a Hurthy, no doubt about that. I got USC going to the championship game. I think they'll face South Carolina on one side in the women's tournament. I got UConn winning it all. I think they wound up taking that championship for back-to-back years. Harry, what about you and your bracket?
Who I had, I believe, was it Iowa? I think in South. Who did I have in my bracket? I can't remember.
It's okay. You did your bracket like yesterday morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning.
I did it the day before, like late at night.
Oh, so you did Saturday, Sunday night then?
My wife had me proofread something.
Okay.
And then right after I proofread that, I did my bracket.
Yeah. Yeah, I have UConn winning the national championship, beating Tennessee on the men's side. And on the women's side, I got South Carolina beating USC. So don't forget. Do yourself a favor. Download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app to fill out your men's and women's brackets. And don't forget to join the ESPN Radio Group. This way you can see if you're better than Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. We don't believe that you will be better than us and everybody else in ESPN Radio. And don't forget about the NBA. Great action tomorrow night as the Boston Celtics, the team with the best record and the best team in the NBA. They will host the Milwaukee Bucks, presented by Indeed. All the coverage you need beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So normally on this show, we're normally not on it. It's been the Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas takeover for Mike Greenberg on Green and ESPN Radio. We always have Cameron Pratt. He gets in touch with his inner himbo and brings the trivia to the table to try to test our brains, which is not a hard test at all. So, Cameron Pratt, it's time for Trivia Time, starring you.
That's right. You guys are going to work together on this one. We're going to talk a little Chicago Bears next. Okay. But before we do, we're going to do some Bears trivia. So, I am tasking you, Bubba, and Harry with naming the top five passing yards leaders in Bears history.
Oh, my God.
Are we answering right now?
No, we're going to do it on the other side. We'll see how many you can get.
Yeah, and we're not going to look at our computers. We're not going to cheat that way. So
yeah, Harry.
Yeah, we got the answer to that question.
Why you say yeah, Harry, Cam?
I don't think he believes you can do it.
I hear some things.
You hear some things?
What are you hearing?
Yeah, what are you hearing?
Share with the class.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Lies, lies every day.
Cam,
more lies.
Don't go up roads you don't want to go up, road, Cam.
We'll go down the answer road next. Freddie and Harry in for Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, in for Mike Greenberg. Thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And I always tell you, a smart speaker to play ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Wait until you hear who says that Caleb Williams should demand the Bears don't draft him at number one. That comes your way in about 2 minutes, give or take a lie or two. But we bring back in Cameron Pratt, one of the producers, sneaky Cam trivia answer. He throws the questions, and our brains are about to explode trying to find out the answer to this, Cam Pratt.
All right, we're looking for the top five passing yardage leaders for their career in Bears history. So what you're going to do is you, Bubba, and Harry are talking about this in the break.
Yeah.
Put forth your official guesses when you're ready to do so.
Okay.
You can go one at a time in order of confidence so we can get a couple in there, and we'll see what you get.
All right, so Bubba, go first.
Well, can I say this? I'm happy that I now get to see everyone on camera.
There you go.
On my Zoom return.
There you
finally
go.
Kicked in at the end of the last segment. So
an hour and 45 minutes into the show, and you can finally see us.
Hour and 45 late, but hey, better late than never.
I'm giving you jazz hands right now. We got to be us, as far as that goes.
So I think we all agree Cutler's got to be on there.
Jay
right?
Cutler, yes.
Lock him in?
Yeah, let's lock in Jay Cutler.
Lock Jay Cutler
locking
in.
Locking him in.
Jay Cutler is correct. He is number one on the list. He passed for 23. 3,443 yards with the Bears.
And he never smiled the whole time.
Thank you, Cam. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Cam. Yeah.
Sid Luckman's got to be in this list.
You got to lock him in, right?
I mean, Luckman's on this list, there, right?
Lucky Luck.
Yeah. Sid Luckman is correct. He is number two on the list.
Okay. Cam, oh Cam.
14,686 yards. So you got the top two.
Okay.
Now it gets
tricky.
I want to go with Jim Harbaugh.
Is Harbaugh on the list?
I don't hate it. Let's lock it in.
Is he on the list?
Jim Harbaugh is correct. He is number three on the list.
Cam.
So you got the top three.
Oh, Cam.
That's 11,567 yards for Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Okay, so here's another one,
guys. Okay.
All
right, Harry.
Jim McMahon.
We said Jim McMahon.
I don't know.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
You just said Harbaugh.
We said Harbaugh. We didn't say Jim McMahon.
Are you locking in Jim McMahon?
The other options we have, because if we get it wrong, we're done here. Yeah. So we got this unknown person named Wade.
Wade, three strikes?
Yeah. Wade, I think Wade's definitely on there.
Who else? Eric Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman, yeah.
I don't think McMahon threw enough.
I don't think McMahon threw enough either. He was injured a lot of the time, too. I don't think McMahon's on there.
Okay.
I know Mike Tomczak's not on there.
I feel like, I don't know, I've never even heard of this Wade person, though. Yeah. So I feel like it's a weird for Cam to be asking us.
Wade Phillips?
No.
He's a coach.
Yeah, I know, but he can throw a football. Barbecue sauce
That's
is on
That's my
it.
Only concern
not
about
Wade
this,
Phillips.
This Wade guy. Yeah. I don't know if Cam would
is a guy's last name Wade on there?
I mean, there is a guy who played quarterback whose last name is Wade for the Bears.
There we go. Is he?
I'm
on the
waiting
list?
For you to submit a next official guess.
I think we should go with Wade.
Over Jim
McMahon? Yeah, he helped them win the championship in 1963.
All right,
I'm pretty
Harry,
confident.
You decide.
No.
I'm pretty confident that Wade's on that list. He threw to Mike Ditka.
Bubba, you make the final call.
Yeah, we'll leave it up to you, Bubba.
Today though, Bubba. My goodness.
Rex Grossman.
We'll go with Rex Grossman then. We gotta see the
Rex Grossman is not correct.
Okay. Is Wade on the list though?
Billy Wade is seventh.
Oh, there
so
we
both. Is Jim McMahon on the list?
Jim McMahon is number four.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, guys.
Harry had it the whole time.
Is Vince Evans on the list?
Vince Evans is number 14. No, Grossman is 15.
Okay. So
who do you think's number five?
Number five.
Who?
It's not Kramer, is it?
Eric Kramer is number six on the list, so not in the top five.
Steve Walsh
is, I don't see him.
It better not be
the top.
It better not be Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton is number 18 on the list.
Oh, good. It's not Jim Miller.
That explains it a lot.
Jim Miller
is number 17. I'm going to tell you.
Please
and you
do.
Guys are going to be very upset with yourselves.
I'm already upset
Trubisky.
Now.
It's Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Number five, Mitch Trubisky had about 30 more passing yards with the Bears than Eric Kramer did.
Oh.
So, Bubba, can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Who was the first buzzer that you gave us? The first buzzer, the name that you mentioned?
Rex Grossman.
We didn't even discuss Rex Grossman right here in this segment, and you just throw out Rex Grossman.
We were between McMahon and Wade,
and you say Rex Grossman.
we were running on fumes there. That's how bad. Thank you. And it shows how bad the Bears quarterbacks have been that we were running
and Freddie,
on fumes.
You're taking up for him. We didn't discuss this as a group. Yeah, Cam is right here witnessing everything.
I gave you the option to pick, and you gave me, and you passed. So
yeah, but
you
did. But we didn't discuss Rex Grossman.
There'd be no reason to. That's how bad the Bears quarterbacks have been that we didn't even think about Rex Grossman. And based on, we were right. He wasn't on the list of the top five.
But Jim McMahon was.
And we did discuss
Cam,
him.
You know what? I'm going to leave it alone, Cam. I'm going to leave it alone, Cam.
I thought about Trubisky, but I didn't say it. So it doesn't matter. Because you got McMahon. We'll give you credit for that. But we didn't have Mitch. So we would have got it wrong anyway. So
yeah.
I was just trying to get someone else.
You got the top three. You got close with four. I don't think you were getting Mitch.
Mitch
never crossed any of our minds.
Exactly. There was no way that was going to happen.
Because I think we were so blinded by how it ended with Trubisky. More so than looking at he could potentially be on this
a couple
list.
Decent years.
One.
Went to the playoffs twice.
He was there.
The defense helped get them to the playoffs.
For a lot of yards, though. Enough to get in the top five.
Yeah, and no. Harry Douglas, Freddie coming in for Mike Greenberg. Thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and also Sirius XM Channel 80. So with all those bad and sort of good quarterbacks in the Bears' history, they're hoping that Caleb Williams is going to be the Messiah. that he's going to be the answer. But a man who played in the NFL quarterback, running Heisman Trophy quarterback in college football is RG3, Robert Griffin III, ESPN football analyst. He put on his Twitter handle at RG3 that, hey, Caleb Williams, you should tell the Bears this about drafting you.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall. After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interests at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become. After the Bears took Justin Fields and turned him into a sixth round pick, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? Yeah, this organization is going to help get me where I want to go. I thought Ryan Poles was having an amazing offseason up until this trade for Justin Fields, because you trade Justin Fields so you can get some players back to help your team out this year, because Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, they're in a lame duck season. They have to win this year or they're going to get fired. He does have power right now, and he should exercise it if he feels like Chicago is not where he should be.
Alrighty then, RG3, saying to Caleb Williams that you have the power, church and state. Let the church and state know you don't want to be a part of that church and state when it comes to the graveyard of quarterbacks, Harry Douglas, when it comes to the Chicago Bears.
I wouldn't do that if I'm Caleb Williams. Would you love to go play in the Washington, D.C. area for the Commanders? Yes, because that's home. You grew up in that area. Plus, you understand that organization has a new ownership group. They're looking to be on the up and up. Dan Quinn, the moves he made, all the cap space they have in free agency. But at the same time, when I'm looking at the Bears picking at number one, I don't know a better situation when it comes to surrounding pieces that a number one draft pick would be around than what Caleb Williams is going to be able to have as the Chicago Bears quarterback moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I like what Ryan Poles has been able to do and figuring this team out and what to do with it and adding players and pieces to the puzzle. I believe they have a few more moves they need to make. I'm interested to see what they're going to do in the draft. But I like where the Bears are right now as a team, and I like how they finished the year. Now, the part to RG3, mm-hmm. what he's talking about also is Matt Eberflus and him being extended.
Right.
It kind of gives you that assurance that this group is going to be together for some years versus what we've seen from Justin Fields and the dysfunction. You didn't have success. Now the next guy's coming in. So now you have to relearn stuff all over again. And sometimes, hey, it's like that. We've seen Trevor Lawrence go through that, mm-hmm. and it worked out in his favor.
Right.
But Doug Peterson.
Yeah. If you're Caleb Williams, if that's going to be your MO to say why you shouldn't play for the Chicago Bears, remember, you transferred from Oklahoma to go to USC. You weren't worried about anybody's feelings when Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma to go to USC and you decided to follow him there. To me, that's why I think RG's premise is flawed about Caleb Williams, the man not to play for the Bears. Caleb Williams is going to make sure that Caleb Williams is going to play well for his football team, whatever team that is. Coaching notwithstanding, relationships notwithstanding. Because if he had his way, Harry, he would have brought Lincoln Riley with him to Chicago Bears, and he's not going to do that. So that, to me, is where RG3's premise is flawed regarding that Caleb Williams should be reluctant to play for the Chicago Bears.
No, and I just think he has a glorious situation to go into. Two number ones, two solid tight ends, three running backs. Come on, man.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow, the takeover, the Greeny takeover. Carlin versus Joe is next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.